This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a fair amount of jargon and insider slang in business and economics, which we try, as you know, to avoid as best we can. There's plenty of the same thing, too, in one of the newest sectors in this economy. Crypto investors love their slangy acronyms that confuse us normies. That's what they call the rest of us. If you didn't know, now you know. There's DAO, pronounced DAO, I'm told, a decentralized autonomous organization, kind of an online crypto kibbutz of sorts. There's mooning when the price of a given cryptocurrency soars, not mooning the other thing. And most important, there's HODL. I'm not going to try to pronounce it for reasons that will soon become clear. It stands for Hold On For Dear Life, by some accounts. In other words, no matter how much Bitcoin dips or Dogecoin moons, do not sell or you'll regret it. Marketplace's Matt Levin makes sense of all of the above.
Glauber Contesoto and his aunt Christiane Pereira are probably fine talking religion or politics this Christmas. They're close. But there's one topic they may want to avoid, at least before having too much eggnog, crypto.
If you had what I had in Dogecoin right now, you would spend it.
No, for sure. Of course.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I want to live, you know.
34-year-old Glauber invested his life savings in Dogecoin, a cryptocurrency that started as a joke. The punchline? He now has 800 grand in Doge and has barely cashed out any of it outside crypto. Aunt Christiane is a housekeeper with $15,000 in savings in conventional U.S. currency. She and some other family members think Glauber should have sold months ago.
Of course they asked me to cash out everything because we've never had this much money ever. My reasoning is they also told me I was stupid to buy Dogecoin when I bought it.
The stupid guy saw 1,000% return at one point. He's now the most famous Dogecoin investor not named Elon Musk. He's got a YouTube channel. He says there's a documentary coming out about him. So on the bad days when Dogecoin loses half its value, Glauber just keeps calm and hodls. Or is it hodls or huddles?
This is one of those like GIF and JIF kind of things.
Finn Brenton is a professor of technology studies at UC Davis. HODL, H-O-D-L, originated 8 years ago as a typo on a message board. Somebody meant to write hold. Crypto enthusiasts ran with it and retroactively created the Hold On For Dear Life acronym. Brenton says back then, hodlers were mostly Federal Reserve-hating libertarians who thought Bitcoin would replace a doomed dollar. But with crypto more mainstream now, you don't need Ayn Rand in your profile pic to be a hodler.
Basically, you've got like the classic, what economists call like the Tinkerbell effect, right? That like we all need to keep believing or else this will die.
Hodling has cost Glauber. When Dogecoin hit its peak in May, he had well over 2 million, more than twice what he has now. And it wasn't just his money at stake. Christiane loaned Glauber $1,500 for a small part of his initial investment. That was worth more than $7,000 when I interviewed them. When we talked about this on Zoom, Christiane raises her eyebrows.
Well, because I never thought about it. That's nice money.
Here's the thing, though. At its peak, the $1,500 was, you know, Dogecoin went to 75 cents. So at its peak, it was a lot more.
More than 20 grand. Glauber isn't saying this to be mean to his aunt. He believes Doge will rise again.
We actually made a deal with the whole thing. And I told her, give me the 1500 and I'll buy you a house. So.
And that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
You know what I mean?
Glauber isn't a forever hodler. He'll take much less of a tax hit if he waits until next year to sell. After that, he says he'll reevaluate his holdings, which means Christmas this year at the townhouse Christiane still rents will be very similar to years past.
You know, you actually buy like five below presents.
A few more five below gifts. Yeah, I could probably swing that. I could probably afford that.
Five Below is a store where everything costs less than $5. They're not accepting Dogecoin for payment just yet. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.